So, Brooke, first, tell our listeners what you teach during the school year and how you got involved in the Young Authors Camp.
Well, I teach reading recovery and reading interventions at South Marshall Elementary in Marshall County. I have my master's in reading and writing, so as a graduate student, I participated in the Purchase Area Writing Project here at Murray State. And when an opening for a teacher at Young Authors Camp became available, I was asked by one of the co-directors of the Purchase Area Writing Project to teach the campers. So I think that was 8 years ago. They haven't been able to get rid of me yet. And I look forward every year to coming back to Young Authors Camp.
Who are some of the other teachers involved?
Sherry Basil. She is a teacher at Murray Elementary. She teaches third grade there. Also, Allison Sevick. She is a teacher at Mayfield. So we've got Marshall, Murray, Callaway, Mayfield covered. We also had two Murray State helpers. They were tremendous help as well. Kathy Farrell and Ashley Bailey. They both came to help out with us and help keep camp running. And then as far as from the POP, the Purchase Area Writing Project, Debbie Bell and Paul Walker are co-directors of the Purchase Area Writing Project, and they helped us a whole lot with camp as well.
So how many kids attended the Young Authors Camp this year, and what styles of writing did they explore?
We had 54 students enrolled in Young Authors Camp. We were extremely pleased with this. We usually never know until the day that camp begins what that exact number will be, and we were excited to keep seeing those registration forms trickle in. The kids got to experience a variety of writing styles. We had poetry, folk tales, narratives, and reflective pieces. The teachers usually present their lesson and provide examples of different styles, but ultimately it's up to the children to decide how they want to express themselves in their writing. As long as the children are putting pencil to paper and writing to express themselves, they have the freedom to choose the style of writing that they want to write in. We, as teachers, love seeing the different perspectives the children can present from one another about the same lesson or idea. And we try, while we're at camp, to make it as much of a camp-friendly environment as possible. We want it to be as much unlike school as possible. We want the children to explore and have fun. A few times I even have to remind the children, this isn't school. You can get up. You can move around, talk to your friends, get ideas. You don't have to sit in your seat all day. You can get to enjoy, you know, you can get up and enjoy yourself. And one of the fun things that we get to do is to add to the camp atmosphere is we go outside and play games, and we even go to the swimming pool each day for a couple of hours so that the children get to experience other things besides riding while we're at camp.
This year's theme was writing around the world. How were the young authors encouraged to think about the world, and what kind of workshops or exercises did you do to inspire their thinking?
This year, we tried to focus our writing and art activities around different cultures around the world. And a unique opportunity this year for us was provided by Miss Valerie Henley from the International Language Center. She came on Thursday morning to do a workshop on France, the language and the culture, and the kids had a ball learning and acting out their new words in the French language. They loved using the words throughout the day. I think they tried to fool a few of us teachers. And they love sharing it with their parents as well. We also had different workshops for writing. One included a lesson on names. The children wrote about the literal meaning of their name, and then they wrote what they felt their name really means, how it represents them. Another lesson involved children getting a fortune from a fortune cookie and using that fortune as a story starter or a poem starter. And they also wrote their own versions of African folk tales and Japanese haiku. They discussed and wrote about family traditions and cultures in their own homes, and they wrote artifact poems where they found an object that was representative of a culture and then wrote a poem or a story about that artifact.
Okay, so let's listen to a recording. Are there any in particular that we should
McKenna
start
Bruce
with?
Wrote a great story about her name and where it comes from and how it represents her. So,
okay, well, let's listen to McKenna Bruce.
I'm McKenna Bruce. I go to Murray Middle School, and my poem is My Name. In English, my name means ascent. In Celtic, it means son of Kenneth. To me, it means joy. It means life. It is the day I was born, the number 24, a bright color, a shiny, majestic color. It is the sound of my dad's clinging pans in the kitchen, or the sound of my singing voice in the morning. It was once a baby book's name, and now it is mine. My name, a three-syllable word. But in English, it just means to rise. To rise from what? The meaning of my name doesn't represent me, but my name is more than that. To me, it's the last arrow that hits the bullseye, that amazing final note that comes out of a song. The strong but crazy family who always stick behind me, or the pans in the kitchen. Yes, sometimes I wish I had another name, like my middle name, Nicole. But when I think of all my name represents, it's more than what you find in a book. What would changing my name do? Nothing at all. Who I am and what my name represents is irreplaceable. My name is McKenna.
All right. On the daily schedule, it says art activities. How did the young authors incorporate art into their writing?
Well, we also tried to incorporate the multicultural theme into our arts and craft activities. We made Japanese carp kites that were kind of wind socks that they could hang up outside of their home or in their bedroom to tie together the Asian-inspired writings that we did on Monday. On Tuesday, we focused on Africa, and we made African masks that the students decorated in a variety of ways and with different materials. And then on Wednesday, we made our own miniature versions of a piñata. The students took paper bags and filled them with candy and then decorated it with tissue paper and to create their own personal piñatas. And then the entire camp went outside to bust open a real large piñata. Of course, the kids love scrambling for the candy during that activity. And then we made picture frames of that represented them in different places around the world.
I see here on the flyer peer review and idea sharing. Now, when I came to record, I heard some of the kids reading their stories out loud to the class. And in my own experience, I find reading the things I've written out loud to be incredibly helpful to my own writing. Did you find this to be the case, and did their peers offer constructive feedback?
Yes. The great thing about camp is that everyone at camp wants to be a better writer. I love hearing the students offering suggestions or asking crucial questions so that their friends can improve their writing. This year, we also invited the teachers who are completing the Purchase Area Writing Project to come over to camp to help us revise and edit their chosen piece for the Young Authors Camp anthology. So this was really beneficial to the kids to have their own personal trainer in writing for about 30 minutes to help work out any bugs in their piece before it was published. This is something that we hope to continue to do each year as well.
Let's listen to another recording. Here is Ben Harper, and he wrote an acrostic poem. Now, was that his idea, or was that a prompt or exercise?
Miss Sherry gave them the prompt to use an acrostic form, but they were open to do it however they wanted to. He chose to do it in, I think, his name.
Okay, so here's Ben, and he has an acrostic poem, and he kind of explains what an acrostic poem is.
My name is Ben Harper, and my poem is called Family Traditions. It's an acrostic poem with my name, Ben Harper. Ben's family of five likes to eat out at a restaurant every Thursday night. He was read to every night, and now he also reads late at night on weekends until he's pretty much asleep. He goes to bed at 8, sometimes staying up until 3:30 a.m. with a book. Reading in restaurants, fun family traditions.
Okay, Young Authors Camp 2014. Have you thought about next year's camp?
Yes, we have definitely discussed it. The teachers, Miss Sherry and Miss Allison and I have discussed it, and we've tossed around some ideas, but I don't want to give anything away just yet. Be sure to look out for the registration forms in early spring. It's going to be another great camp.
How can parents enroll their kids for next time, and can kids who enrolled this year do it again?
Yes, the camp is open for children ages 8 to 12. Those children who have come before, we welcome them back. It's always great to see their smiling faces come back and learn more things. Flyers are usually sent home to the local school children, the Murray schools and the Callaway schools. However, if you haven't seen anything come home by the beginning of May 2014, parents can contact Janine Winters at the Center for Continuing Education, or Paul or Debbie Walker in the English department at Murray State University, or they can email me, and my email address is Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, dot Flick, F as in Frank, L-I-C-K, at gmail.com. And parents can also look on the murraystate.edu website and search summer camps, and there should be information there for them.
Now, you said kids can come back who've attended this year. So who are some of the kids that have done it for several years now?
McKenna Bruce, the one who read her name story. Ryan Neeson. We had a few kids who graduated, I suppose. Isaac Gallimore, he's from Louisville, and he has come several years. Let's see, we've also had Rachel Trespass and
some twins.
Yes, Lucinda and Olivia Arnold have come as well several years in a row.
So I think we have time for one more recording. Let's hear Lucinda Jane Arnold's piece. It's about a Russian doll. Now, was this one of the prompts? Did they have a Russian doll? Did they look at a picture of one?
I believe that was from their artifact poem.
Okay.
Miss Sherry helped them locate different artifacts that represented other cultures, and then they wrote poems about those.
So this is Lucinda Jane Arnold, and she and her sister have been going to the Young Authors Camp for several years now, right?
Yes, yes.
And hopefully they'll be back next year.
I hope so.
I'm Lucinda Jane Arnold. I go to Wassey Elementary. This is called Layers of Layers. Sweet Russian doll, yellow, red, and green. Her golden head glitters, but her big black eyes gleam. A pretty young lady, so heavily veiled. Swirls of flowers and leaves. Beauty never fails. I open her up and find, to my surprise, more little dollies all nestled inside. What lucky little girl should find this pretty doll, look deep in her eyes, and stroke her smooth shawl.
Do you have any writing tips for our listeners to take away with them today?
I would just say get out and start writing. Look at the world around you. Be inspired by the things that you see. Pay attention to the details and start jotting those ideas down when they come to you. There's no right or wrong to writing. Just as long as you express yourself and what you're thinking or how you feel, you can't go wrong.
Thanks for coming up to the station, Brooke. You can hear more recordings from the camp and see some photos at WKMS.org.